Fighters, it's time for Monday Mojo, your kick in the tail to help you attack the week and move one step closer to your goals. We're in and out of here in less than 5 minutes. Let's go. Fighters, it's Monday. It's time for me to give you a little inspiration, a little kick in the ass, whatever comes out of my mouth here today. I got some notes in front of me here because I want to tell you a story. Now, this story, when I was thinking of it, I just came off our honeymoon. Probably by the time this comes out, it'll be 2-3 weeks after our honeymoon. I don't know why it was rolling around in my brain for the last couple of weeks. Not like all the time, but just in passing, this experience I had, and it really was not like some crazy experience, other than just how I remember it vividly in the moment. So I'm going to just get to the point here. I titled this episode, I'm That Guy Now. And I'm 53 now, and I was about 23 years old. I was working for my uncle. I was painting for him, making about 12 bucks an hour, driving a shitty car. If you read my book, you know what I'm talking about. And I don't know how I ended. I really have no idea. It was like a Friday night, Saturday night. I ended up in this parking lot of like this higher end restaurant outside of Chicago where I lived at the time. It was summertime. It was a beautiful summer night. I think I might have been picking up, honestly, probably I was picking up a fucking case of beer at a liquor store next door to this place or something, or across the street. And I remember sitting in my car looking at this restaurant and the people on the patio. It was a nice place. You know, not like the nicest place in the world, but it was a nice place. All right. And I remember thinking, God, I can't eat there. I mean, I didn't even have anything cool to wear, honestly. Like I was, when I say I was fucking broke and had no clue, you know, that's a huge understatement. I had a piece of shit car. I mean, I couldn't, if I wanted to take a girl on a date, she had to drive because I had this piece of shit car that I was embarrassed of. Not to mention, I didn't have the money to eat there. And I saw this dude in his, probably in his mid-40s, early to mid-40s at the time. And I just remember going, man, he's fucking cool. Like he was in shape. He was clean. I was always covered in stain at the end of the day and shit, right? And this was the time when like, you could tell they had just come, it was a Friday. So they had just come off work, right? It wasn't like 10 o'clock at night where they went home. It was like they came from work and I was coming from work, right? So you get what I'm saying, guys, you work in the trades. But I just remember just going, man, he's fucking cool. He's in shape. He's clean. Got friends around and they're all like, ha ha ha, laughing and stuff and having a good time. He's got a pretty girl on his arm. And I really, God, guys, I remember thinking that something like that was for people other than me. I truly remember it. I can taste it. That's how much I can remember this. I remember thinking nobody with the name Reber ever has a fucking life like that. Now, what's funny is, you know, I'm looking at some guy's life on a Friday night after work. For all I know, he's a total piece of shit human being, broke as fuck or whatever, right? We all get that. So bear with me here. I'm just telling you what was rolling through my brain at 23 years old. I remember thinking that that was for other people and never for me. And that was, I was destined to just be this broke guy because that's what we were in our family. But you know what? Somewhere along the line, I started working on myself. I started setting goals. I started making better choices around who I hung out with. I started showing up differently. I started doing the work on me, on my health, my mindset, my spirit, working on educating myself around business and making money. I mean, if I were to tally up the hours that I spent reading books and doing online research on how to write a fucking blog post, you know, when the internet was coming out and shit, guys, like it'd blow your mind how many hours I've spent just what we call in the woodshed, right? You're just putting in the work. And fast forward today, on my honeymoon, I'm sitting there and we're having a great time and I'm just in my own head and I'm like, fuck, I'm that guy now. And to be honest, I've far surpassed that motherfucker. I can promise you that. Okay. But I remember just thinking, I'm that guy now. And I share this story, you know, about my, you know, looking at this guy going, oh, he's so fucking cool. I'll never be like that. And all this other stuff. You guys, I share this because I know a lot of you right now don't see better days ahead of you, or you're having a hard time seeing her. When you look down the tunnel, you look down the path, the better days are really blurry. And I just want to encourage you to just take another step today. Okay. Just take another step. Take some positive action. Put some positive shit into your brain. Keep showing up. Keep setting the goals. It doesn't have to be a big goal. I don't give a shit if the goal is you're going to brush your teeth fucking 7 days in a row. Okay. Do that. Okay. But, and then honor the thing. And that's how your confidence is going to build. You're going to build momentum. And then when shit is tough, like me, when you get throat punched with things in life, bankruptcy and all the other shit that I've shared in the past here and hard times and whatever it is that we're all going to have, guys, be optimistic about it. Just keep going. Keep believing in yourself. I know I give you guys shit all the time. I'm like, hey, if you're going to do this shit, you should fucking quit and go work for somebody else. And I mean that to a degree. I'm not telling you to quit. I'm saying if you're not willing to put in the work and be like water and keep showing up, then you don't have the stomach for this, for running a business. You should quit. And I'll stand by that. But for those of you that keep looking to get better, you keep looking in the mirror and owning your shit, you don't have that victim mentality. Guys, I promise you, whatever you see that vision of yourself in the future, like me, when I saw that dude that night going, man, I really wish I could be that fucking cool and this and that. All right. I promise you, you're going to get there. You're going to surpass whatever that vision is if you stay the course. So my challenge here is keep focused on who you want to be. The time is going to pass anyway. Okay. These 30 years, fuck, it's been literally 30 years since that night. The 30 years was going to pass anyway. The fuck am I going to do with the 30 years? Or guys, you see on a gravestone, and people have talked about this, is not original me, but born in 1969 and dash died in whatever year. Okay. Well, what are you going to do in the dash? The dash is the days. It's the moments. Win the moments. Anyone can grow. Anyone can change and succeed. You guys go get it. I love you to death. Okay. I'll never fucking quit on you motherfuckers, and don't quit on yourselves. There's always a way. Go get it. I'm out. Fighters, I appreciate you hanging out with me today as you kick your week off. Go do something great. All right. Don't let anyone, anything get in your way, and don't be anyone or anything's little bitch. This is your week. And if you're going to win the week, you need to win today. You win today, you create momentum, and then you win Tuesday, and then you win Wednesday, and so on. You all know how it works, but it starts right now. You got to come out of the gate hard. Like I said, I appreciate you hanging out here today. If you want to connect with me more and get some other great content that we have going out there, I want to encourage you to head to Instagram and follow me at RealTomReber. I'd appreciate that. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next Monday.